We are on Daf Samach Tes Samach Beis. Legira, around five lines from the top. Legira. Now, what does Rashi say? Legira, Chayli Shekairin Ashpunte. This is, a person is suffering from stabbing pains. Leisei gira delilta. So he should, the refuah from this is gira delilta chetz shel lilies. Now what is this? Evan, it's a type of a stone. Sha'asuya kechetz, that is shaped like an arrow. V'noifelas im haborot, and when it hails, so sometimes these stones fall together with the hail. V'nifche, and he should turn it upside down, ha'ukitz lamato ubeis yad lamaylo, and then he should pour v'nishte maye lave, and he should pour water on it, v'nishte, and he should drink the water. V'iloi, if he doesn't have this, leisei mimaya de'ishti minaya kalba balelya. So let him go and bring some water that the previous night a dog drank from this water. V'nizdair migiluya, and we're careful, that means if we have open water that a dog drank from it, so let us be afraid, perhaps a nochosh also drank from it. Chazal asad mayim megulim v'nizdayer migiluya. Sarashi says, nizdayer migiluya she'bemokem she'ein nochosh motzui. So that's Merashi is saying a mouthful over here. Rashi is telling us that Bizman, the Issa Gilui, was Noyeg, was only in certain Mekaymis. We're speaking about in Mekaymis, what they're on the Choshim, so Chazal Asad Mayim Megulim. In a place where there's no Nechoshim, so Bizman Chazal, there was no Issa of Megula, of Mashkin Megula. And Be'emesin, this is a prichodosh in Yeredeya, Simen Kufta Zayim. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that we're not nizer bizman azeh from Mashkin Megulim because it's not motzi nechoshim. So the prichodosh asks Akashe, and the Avachainim also ask Akashe, we have if Chazal made a takone, I feel the takone is not applicable bizmaneinu, but you need, in order to be mevatel the takone, you need to a bezin shegod l'beminyan levatloi. It's brought down, you're not allowed to do meloche erev Pesach, halts the kolben, even though now we don't have the kolben, it's still also to do meloche. So they ask this kasha by Gilui. So the prichoder says, Hanegei alonu, v'chein le'inyin gilui, yesh mekoymeis albeid le'shchich bu klau nechoshim, the places where it's pachlau not shchich nechoshim. Im kein, bevadai k'sha'osru metchilu le'osru b'mokim she'yesh k'shash. When there's the whole Issa gilui was only said on these mekoymeis. V'loi b'mekoymeis that is no k'shash. So Mememison, this is a Rashi, there's enough in a Rashi. We would say different shot in Rashi. These dire that someone was watching and there was no, and the Nochash wasn't toying from it. But Rashi doesn't say it. She b'mokim she Nochash motzu. Ligiluya. Now the Gemara is saying, what if a person drank, Mayim Megulim? So what's the refuah from that? Anpika de chamra. So Rashi says, Ampiko Zel Revis, V'chein Shem HaKeli. The Keli was called an Ampkin, it was held a Revis. The Chamro Chaya. So it takes a Revis of undiluted wine. Lemuse, what if a person has an abscess, this pus, Ampike, he should take a revius de chamra by olo teilano, with red oihel. It's a type of a psomim, meir boi oiholois, and kol roshe psomim, aposik and shirashirim. That's what the Yaivitz shtelso. So there was this oil, teilano, it was a red oil. She mixed this together. Lemulse klug ayola telana aholeis odoim kimin telash shani was crimson. Lepircha delibe. If a person feels faint, is leise tlas brushioso desari, she should take three challis, three breads made out of barley flour, benishterino, and he should soak it bekimcha in kutach, the loy overi lave arboim yoimin, after 40 days it starts spoiling, but till 40 days, it's good, benechel, he should eat this, so he should eat the barley bread that was soaked in kutach, which is a type of a dip. Vinishte abasrayu, and afterwards he should drink chamro marko, diluted wine. Omalei ravache, midifti leravine, vachoshken de porach libe. So this won't help him. This is very, perhaps, unnutritional foods. And if he feels faint, so this won't give him keiches. Omalei, and no the yukra de libe omri. No, this is the yukra de libe. Perhaps it was a kovet leiv. This was somebody that the heart was pounding too much. The pircha de libe fakerte, you have to be mechazik de leiv. Lei say tlas brushioso de chitim. You take three chalas of made out of chitim. Vinishterinu, and you soak them bedubshe, you soak them in honey. Vinechel, vinishti abesrayu chamrochaya. And afterwards, you drink chamrochaya, undiluted wine, yayin chay. This will bring up his circulation in koiches. What does Rashi say? Vinishterinu berushais achalis. These are breads. Vinishterinu, they should soak them bekimcha. Yashcha isam bekutach. Doyova alei aboin yoimin shenasa kutach. The kutach is not more than 40 days old. So it's still good. Marke mozug b'mayim harbei. Should drink diluted wine, which is very much diluted. The porach liboy, so the Gemara asks, this will not help the situation. Shedvorim chaloshim hen kol elu. These things are weak in nutrition and koiches. Umatishin koichoi shalodo. So he said, yeah, this is the refuah leyukra de liboy, shaliboy koved olot. Perhaps it's pounding away. But for lepircha delibe, so then we have these other things which are more nutritious and give more koiches. Letzolcha delibe. Now what's zolcha delibe? Ke'ev halev. He has pains by the heart. Perhaps this is angina, I don't know. Leise, he should take tlas beyi ninya. Now, tlas beyi, so it says here on the left side, kishir beyi. That means this is our measurement. A measurement of three beyim of ninye. Now, what is ninye? mint. This is a mint. Ubeyese de chamune in one beye of cumin. Ubeyese in one beye de shumshimi of sesame seeds. Velechel. And they should eat this combination. Lekeiv moi. If a person has abdominal pains, Lacey, he should bring tlas mei palpale arichte, the kernels of 300 peppers, v'chol yoyme nishte mei minaya bechamre. And each day, he should drink, this is a refuah that it takes 3 days, each day he should put them in wine and drink it together. Rovin de minarish oved lo lebrate de ravashi, meye vachamshin mahanididon. It seems the peppers that grew in Bovel, bitasya, and she became nischaper. So it seems that the peppers in Bovel were, you didn't need a 3 day refuah, as long as, this was 150 kernels of these peppers and wine, and it did the trick. Lechirzo. What is lechirzo? So Rashi says, "Mani didon pilplon shalom." Lechirzo teiloim shebemeayim. If one has worms in the meayim, is anpeke de chamra. Now, Anpeke, we know already, is a Shirevius. Batalfo da'aro. Atalfo da'aro. Atalfo is the leaves. Da'aro olo shel eitz ara. Shekoiren lurair. This is a laurel tree. Obilye koiren baish. These are the berries of the laurel tree. Bekitzer, so you should take a revius of wine, together with the leaves of this tree, and that should be merapid. Lechirtza chivra, what if there are white worms? Leise bizre galgila. He should take the seeds of aruga. Aruga is a rocket plant. V'nitzayro nishirap it up b'shistik. What is b'shistik? Yikshirenu batichas beget shel tzemagefen. He should take these seeds and wrap it up in a cotton bag. V'nitayre b'maya, and he should soak it in water. So this is something like a tea bag. That means we want that it should soak in water, that the bizre galgila, the seeds of this rocket plant, he should soak it in water, v'nishtiyeh, and then he should drink the water. V'nizdaya mi binosa, but he should be careful that we said to put it in a cotton bag. He should make sure there's no holes in the bag, because to have these seeds alone, it's very dangerous. It could bring about a nekev, a hole in the intestines. It seems these seeds are very sharp. They should never get into the system. They're dangerous to the system. You make a tea out of them, but make sure there's no holes in the bag. Lemesa, what if a person has diarrhea and he wants to, that it should stop? He wants to hold himself back. What is Rashi before? Nitzayim b'shistak yishon mechtiches beget shel samagef nizdar mibinisa yizor shlo yivlas garger azera l'mayone l'meya l'mesa latzer es hashilshel. To prevent shilshul is season retiveh, This is a pennyroyal plant. It's a type of a mint. She should take fresh season b'maya, and this stuffs him. Lemishra, what if it's the opposite? He's constipated and he wants to take something to open himself up. He should take yeveshto b'maya. He takes the same sisim, but he should make sure they're not fresh ones, they're dried out ones. And then it has this kayach. B'simonach, but we're playing around, we have to know we're taking the same mean, we have to remember which is if he has diarrhea and he'll take yeveshta, it's mamish apachad neire, so then, or the other way, you see monech, so if you want to remember, itzeretive desochel nara, that this was a certain plant that when it was fresh, they were able to stuff rivers with it. So remember, the fresh plants are mesugal for stuffing. What does Rashi say? L'mishle shalshel adam otzo v'simonish le'tachlet lishtei slach l'shalshel v'yovish latzo itzer shem esav shu lach. When it is fresh, soichem by nahoris kach alach soisim. You should remember, the lach, the fresh plants, these are soisim. Letachlo. Now, what if his spleen is blown up? Letachlo shetchul shaloi nafuach v'godu. It's swollen. Machmas choyli. So now we want to make the tchul, make the spleen normal again. So, I don't know, but let's just learn the Gemara, but I don't know if this is a chayli she yesh bay sakana or chayli she ain bay sakana. If it's a chayli she yesh bay sakana, it's a navel pnimi that's in infected. So then all these refuas, there will be no shailas whatsoever. We have a heter of pikuach nefoshes, which is deicha kol ha-terekul. If it's a chayli she'ein bo sakana, then we'll have a little problems along the way, how these refuas are muta. Letachlo, leisev shev bini demaya. He should take 7 leech. These are worms, a leech. Letachlo, shev bini demaya, sheva alukesh shel maya. Now these are worms. Uniyavshinu betula, and he should dry them, not in the sun. He should dry them up in the shade. That means either they dry up by age, or not. The sun should not dry them up. V'chol yayme nishtei tarti otlosa v'chamra. And every day he should take 2 or 3 of these worms. He took 7 of them. So he should take 2 or 3 and mix it up with wine. Now, so here, Kan Shoyel HaBen, if it's a Chayli Shem Bei Sakone, so why is this permissible? So, Dach Sechmir, in Yeredei, in Simen Kufnon Hei, Siv Gimel, it says, the Ramah Mutter Lisraif Sheretz, one is permitted to burn a sheretz, a shar dover iser, or la ochla le refue, a filu chayla shein bay sakone. And the goyin says, the shach says a different reason, but the goyin says, b'shim davar shalai kederech hano. So could be, these dried up, we dry it, so could be that's not kederech, I don't know, b'chlal how, I mean, al kochach we see by toiloyim, I mean, there's an Issa, Ochel Patisa, there's an Issa on Achilas Tayloim. So, Al Kochach, so, could be when it's alive, that's derech achilosoi. But if it's dried up already, could be that's called shalaika derech achila. Like a sheret soruf, the goyin says a shalaika derech achila baistois. If it's not soruf, it's kederech achila. So memele, so could be if it's dried up, it's shalaika derech achila. This is a chayla shem beis hakone, that's permissible. Yeah. Mi'iloi. What if he doesn't have this? So there's another refuah. Lei say tachle b'tzipalte. Let him take a tchul, a spleen of a goat. The loy iftach. That never had a child. She takes the spleen, v'natchaya b'tanure, and he puts it, he smears it on the tanur, something that dries up over there. It dries up in the tanur, v'nuke la'ade, and he stands near the tanur, v'neime, and then we say, alachash, keheche de yovish, haitichlo, just like this spleen became this yabesh, the Yavish Techlai the Pliny Balplonisa, so his Techl should also become the Yavish. Viloi, if he doesn't have a Tano, Nitchaye Beni Uvi the Beisi on the Shuras of the Bias, he should put it there and should dry out, the Beisi Chadete, Venemahoch. Viloi, he doesn't have this, we have to find a goat that never had a child yet. Viloi, Livke shichve de shachiv b'shabato. You should go and search around for someone who died on Shabbos, a mace. V'nishkele liyode, now we take the hand of the mace. V'nishve atachlaya, and we put it opposite the spleen of this person who is suffering from a swollen spleen. The name, again we say, alachash ki heichet di yodish hoyodo, just like this hand is dried up. Ni yavish tachle de plane ba plenis. So, his tchoil should also dry up. Now, I had a problem over here also. In Yeredeya, in Simen Shin Mem Tes, Sif Ches, it says, Sif Alef, Shin Mem Tes, Sif Alef, it says, Meis bein Akum bein Yisrael asurim bano. A meis is also bano. Now the Pesachei Tshuva brings down, which I think is not a double muskin, but al kaponim, he brings down, Meis Yisrael, it says, bein Yisrael bein Akum. So Pesachei Tshuva says, Meis Yisrael also bano min ha-teire, Meis Akum also min ha-rabono. Fine. That's Yisrael and over Meis. Then the Pesachei Tshuva brings weiter, Ve'echot shechole choyli she'in bo yisakone, Ve'omru ha-roifim she'yikach etzem mi Meis, she should take a bone of a Meis, le'tzorech ezer refuah. Muta likach etzem akum kiven sheine elamidarabon. He says, so he's speaking about a refuah, you're having a know from the mace, so it was mata etzem of a goy by prachayla shein by sakonis and yosmidarabon and bemokim chayli le gozo. So we have to know was tutsach an unzosugi, we're taking a hand of a mace, and he's also speaking about the refuahs. I mean, he was matter dafke a goyish emes, since it's a rabbona. Again, if this is a chilish yesh b'sakone, all our problems are solved. But if this is a chilish ein b'sakone, so it's also bahano. So someone should have to say, we're speaking about a goyish emes. I mean, a kocha, we have to make an akimte. Unless we'll say that, Bembison, this is not called a direct ano. This is a we say a lachash over here. So, it's a skula, it's not a, like a shame. So Mamela, so could be this is not called Hanoah. This is, I mean, it's not called Hanoah. I mean, it's an indirect Hanoah. So it could be Yafilu by a Yiddish Mase, it's also Mutter. Case of the Pesach Tshuva could be speaking about here, but direct or not. Here he's saying with Halacha. So then we have to understand there's another din. I mean, L'chayre, there's a shaila of Nivla Meis over here. L'chayre doesn't say he was Nifta Meitzoi Shabbos. He was Nifta Shabbos. I don't know when he died Shabbos, and we're looking for such a Meis. We're looking the obituary, all those who died on Shabbos, Sach Meis, And then, but when he got sick, Veisachnit, so L'chayri was buried already. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Osa Liftoich HaKeva Achash and Nista Magoil, we're not allowed to, there's a whole shayla in the Pisrei Tshuva, if they buried someone. And now the shayla is, they found Simonim that he's this and this person, but you can't Simonim in the Begodim. That is not enough. Then his wife says that it was a Simon Muvik Begufoi. They're allowed to open up the kever to be boydik if that's him in Muvik. A whole child to be mataraguna. You're allowed a whole tumult. You're allowed to. You're not allowed to. This is a chayla shayin baisakon. Baisak nishklo. What's happening over here? What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Ziparte de lo iftach eis shelo yolda. A goat that has yet to not have a child. Venekel ad yamit connect. It should stand opposite this tchul that was dried up. Viloi ileket tanur. You don't have a tanur. Nitchaya lehutachla ben beni ulvi. Yetich oiso. You should smear it. Oso bekoise bekoisel. Veyidvak ben shuris hakoisel. Viyeyove shom. It should dry up over there. Vilei mahochi. We have to find someone that died in Shabbos. Livki loshen bekiyus. You have to look for it. V'nishkale liyode de shichve. Then you take the hand of the mace. V'nesei lahadi tichla de choyle. And you put it near the spleen of the choyle. And that's that. Now, Viloy, what if we can't find a mace? This is a convenient mace that died in Shabbos. Nisi benise, you should bring a fish. Benise Rashi says dog. And they should roast it by a smith. So Rashi says, Yitzlenu b'gecholim shelifnei hanapach. The smith had, he was always working with iron and the flames, so there was coals burning there, so they should roast it on those coals. V'nishte, they should drink it. Nishtan, you should drink. It seems you should eat it together with the water of the Beinafre. The water of the Beinafre, she says, Oysom Shemechaba ben Sabalzal, Mustamba, he had special water that was used to extinguish the cool off the iron. And v'nishtei mimai de beinafcha, and he should drink from the mai beinafcha, maybe b'shas achila should have, a lady should drink it. Now, here I also have a shtickle problem. Rabbi Kevege, in Chiddush Rabbi Kevege, in Yeredei, Yisimin, Kufta Zayin, Sif Hei, means that Taisis amayet koten, en lishtois mayim achadogim dahavis akon. If you drink water after fish, it's a sakona, a taste of some white cotton. And here it seems they're doing this. They're frying the fish, they're roasting the fish. Now the Gemara is going to bring a maisa to prove that the water of Beinapche is Mesugal for spleens. Ahin Ize Dahave Shasi Maya de Beinapche. It always was drinking from that water. Ishtachet, when it was geschochten, V'loi Ishtachet lo tachlo. Didn't have a trul, didn't have a spleen at all. So it seems the water accomplished that it lessened the spleen till it dissolved, it disintegrated. So you see, Maida Veinafche is very good to counteract a swollen or a blown up spleen. Viloi, what if he doesn't, he's not capable of doing these refuahs? Liftech chavite de chamre lishmeh. So then he should indulge in drinking wine, a barrel of wine. Liftach Sarashi says, Liftach Habita Dachamr Lishmei, Yikne Chavi Shal Yain Lishtiyosai. Kloima, get a whole barrel for him himself to drink. Yishte Yain Toiv Tomit Harbe. He drink a lot of good wine. And Tomit and Harbe, that's a refuah. Wine is a refuah. Good wine is a refuah. Omer le Ravache berei de Rove le Ravashi, but you have to know it's an expensive affair to buy a barrel of wine for one person. It's an expense. Omer le Ravache berei de Rove le Ravashi, yis le chavite de chamr le osi le kamit. Now listen, if this person could afford a barrel of wine, he'd be drinking the wine, he would never come for any refuahs. The wine not only is merape, it's a preventive medicine. If he could afford wine, so he would never have to come to be one of your patients. But we're speaking about people who can't afford to drink barrels of wine. Let's say something which is more affordable, and perhaps it's not as potent as the wine, they should eat pashachas every day. That's healthy. Lerush choso. Now what's lerush choso? Tachtainius. That other say means hemorrhoids. Leise akika. She bring akika, that's a certain type of a asev. Vilavu is aloe, from the aloe plant. Va'aspirche, and this is, Rashi says, kesef chai. This is raw silver, it seems, when it's in a liquid state. Umartache, Rashi says, buhu mipsoilis ha-kesef. This is the psoilis, it comes with the silver, but this is psoilis of silver, it's a byproduct of silver. Mokim shechayvim kesem in a karka v'yoitzkin oisoi, and it's pourable, seems it's in a liquid state, umala rischen, it bubbles, v'hu malfeche. So this is something that's, it's a byproduct of liquid silver. V'chumrese de piloin, button, this is a button or a clasp of some sort, shanoshim, toilus, sabarein, shalzo, boy, shalkesef, and noisem, boy, shemen, shemura, boy, min, boysem, sheshmoi, piloin. And, this is a golden clasp, but they put in this a shemen that has a beautiful aroma. The daimel, alek, fanim, klesanim, teaskainim, shlayarev, kimais, bimar, megluvke, beshemen, alek, fanim, befiloin, upon the vice to hoist that they're similar. Vishiafo bach mimosa. And he should take the tzoyas yevonim. The loshen meiri tzoyas tarnegoyla. Beninkait bishachki vikisna. And he should put this all together. You have here psomim, you have here some silver and the byproducts of silver and some asabim. You should wrap this all up in bishachki de kisne, in linen material, rubbed out linen material, bekaita in the summer, und der Amar Gufne und Kappen bis ist in der Winter. And what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Beninket kol eilu b'shach in the kisne, that these are rubbed out linen material, shein karim b'kaita, which is cool, b'dama gufne shein chamim b'sisva, this somehow is warm, v'yosim b'oisei mokim, and it should be put where the hemorrhoids are, and it should be put there, and it seems these chemicals, which are inside, will be able to heal them. Viloi, if you can't do this, lishti shikha marke is mistome diluted beer. Yeah. Look the Gemara baita, lishti grune. Now what shigrune? Choyli ayirechayim. This is a sickness by the thighs. Vahakalbusis, that's the hips, shekairen hanke. So, what do you do for this? Leise pasye demonini. Pasye demonini, let's see what Rashi says. Kli molei tzir dogim ktanem. This is a keli that is full of the juice that comes out from dogim ktanim, when you soak these dogim ktanim, so this tzir comes out of them. We fill up a keli with this juice. V'nigandere shitin zimne ahomat matachte b'shitin zimne ahomachtachte. And now you take this keli and you roll it 60 times on each side. And it seems, I don't know if this is a segula, it seems, for some reason we have here the tzir dogim which are inside. Yigalgula, Rashi says, shishim pomim ayerzel amayla bekilbusis shekirim hanka on the hip. This is galgul 60 times. I don't know if this is a skule that's what one does. Litzmirta. What is Litzmirta? Litzmarta, Mr. Tomer. That's Rashi's Girse. Even Hagdela Begit, Boitzeres Hashese. That there's something blocking the urinary tract, an even. So what does one do? Nasi Klas Nitufaisa Mishcha de Kufra. So Rashi says, Nitufaisa Tipois, 3 drops of Mishcha de Kufra, Psylus Shel Zephes. This is the Psylus of Zephes. So this is, Buhu Itram. This is an oily residue of pitch. So it takes 3 drops of this. Bitlas nitifaiso itzra de karsi. This is from leek, which is a type of an onion. So you have 3 drops of this. That's squeezed out onion, leek. Bitlas nitifaiso de chamro nikido. And 3 drops of pure wine. You mix up these drops. Velishtele le'ish ba'omo, le'isha ba'oisei mokeim, and that's merape. Ve'iloi, if he doesn't have this, le'isei una de zike, he takes a oizen, an ear, of a jug, oizen shel noivrash, he says, and he attaches it, he hangs it on, le'ish ba'omo, le'isha bedadit. By the ish, he puts it by her dadit. Biloi, le'isi, chuto, de zahurise. A chut, a red, a crimson chut. the shotzei that was spun, doime bas doime, a woman who bechoshet, she's choshet dan znus, and the mother's also choshet dan znus, doime bas doime. The little lay al kaponim, we see mistomadis, they say from the Baal Shem Tov, koyach hapoyel benifol, that what the koyches of the poyel is in the nifol, and what is made, whatever is made, you have his koyches here. So we see if there is a special condition over here that is. Red thread had to be woven by an Isha Chashuda. The mother was also Choshed. The Sabai stories that somehow there are certain Koiches, Luchnistike Koiches, that get into this spun thread. That's why we have to see who's spinning the thread. What does Rashi say? Chute de Zarusi de Shotse Deme Basem Chuchel Zahuris. A crimson thread, shetavasoi isha chashude bas chashude. And then again, this chut politely lay, should be toivu the ish ba'amo, the isha bedade. Biloi leisi kino de zocha unikeve. You should take a louse from a zocha and a louse from unikeve. The little lay the ish ba'oma the isha ba'isemokim, and this says peiches to be merape. No, yeah. The little lay the ish ba'oma the isha ba'isemokim. Bechimashtin. Now, when he'll be mashtin, nashtin asisne yeveshto, he should take some dried out thorns, b'tzinoira d'dashe, by the doorpost, he should put the thorns there, some it's the tlushim, u'na'ayin b'chumrese d'navke minei, and then these stones which are blocking the urinary tract, when it comes out, he said, it seems that these thorns will catch the stones when it comes out. And these stones are very good. They're out of the system, that's one good thing. The malye lekule tzimra. This is very good for fever. That means they can be used where they were situated till now. They weren't doing too good for him. They were just blocking the urinary tract. But now these stones don't throw away these stones. What does Rashi say? Asisne yeveshe. On a dry thorn bush, or thorns, na'ayin b'chumr sedenav kemine, ye'izoyer be'evin ha'yotis menu l'shoimro, he should hold it, he should keep it. The mali l'kuli tzamri, chayli shekoirin fever. Ha'kaponim, this is good for fever, so a mele, don't get rid of these stones, these are good for the fuas for fever. Now, it seems there are two types of fevers. There's a tzimra boro, there's a tzimra gavna, there's an internal fever and an external fever. The tzimra boro, if he has an external fever, so what's the refuah? Lay say, tlosa gravy sufli. He should take three soin of Sufli garinei tmorin, the pits of dates. Yeah. Utloso grivi at ateref adro. Three soim of the leaves of an adro. Vnishlakinu, and then he should cook them. Kol chad lechude. Each one separately. And then v'leisiv b'nai, then for a certain amount of time, it doesn't say how long, he should sit. Now he has two pots, one with three saw of Garina et Morim, the bits of dates, the others is Alan, Leave, Shall H, as my other, he should sit between these two. Then Velisvinu Betarti Mishichli. Then he should take two basins, and he should put them in each one he should put in a different basin. I used to say, here's over here, cooked now these. It seems it's still hot. Because he was boiling it before. And he should put it in two basins. Now, v'neisi psoire. Now he should bring a table. V'nonach ilave. And he should put on one of them. V'neike me'alave hai. Loisiv alavei hai, melavei hai, veloisiv alavei hai, adenesig behabla. That means that there are these two basins which are giving out heat. Now he puts a small table on top of the basin and he sits on it. So it seems that it affects him, the heat that's coming up will affect him. And he goes from one basin to another basin, he moves the table, he's sitting on a table, a small table, which is over the basin, ad nesig behavla, till a type of steamer will come out of him. And then, v'lischei minayu, then he should wash himself with the liquid, and then after this hevel comes out of him, v'lischei minayu, he should now wash himself with the water, these medicated waters, he should wash himself. And then, there's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that someone says that when a person is reichitz himself, b'chamin, he should drink from the chamim after he's reichitz himself. So that's also a refuah. Rashi says, b'chishasi, the kaimelon ha-reichitz b'chamin, shayse mehem v'heim refuloi, b'masechta Shabbos. So now he washed himself from these two basins. Now one basin was Tvisa of Garina Tmorim, the other was Tvisa of a type of a leaf. The Chishosi Mimaya da Adri Lishti, from the water that the leaf was that he should drink also. Mimaya de Sufli Loy Lishti, but from the mayim of the sufli of the garina tmorim leilishte mishum de ma'akri, because that is a detrimental effect that can make him an oko. As she says, oisen oise oko milahilit. That is from an external fever. Simra boro. Litzimra gavna, what if he has an internal fever, leisi should bring Shive buni de silke, buni is molayat, like 7 fistfuls of beets. Mishav mishari, from 7 arugis. I mean, they all should not be growing from the same arugis. 7 fistfuls of beets from 7 arugis. Nishlakinu, and he should cook them. Ba'afrayu. So Rashi says, Ofo ha'ilo b'shor Hashem, that means he takes it out, and there's some dirt attached to the shchoshim, he should cook it with that. B'neichon, he should eat this. B'nishti, and he should drink atraf adra, the leaves of an adra, b'shichra, in beer, oi invei talo b'mayim. Or in Vegefen, Rashi says, Hamudla bedekel, which is hanging over a dekel, in water. Lachazozise, Yalefes, this is a type of a skin disease. Leise, shave chiti alzeniosa. You should take 7 large chitim, chitim gasim, Rashi says. Vinikalinu, and he should burn it, Amorachadita, on a brand new shovel. He should roast it. He should roast it on a brand new shovel. Vinofik mishcha minayu. And the oil will come out from these chitim.
the neshef.
And he should then use this oil, he should rub himself with this oil. He has a skin disease over here. The neshef. And then he should rub himself with this. Rav Shimi bar Ashi oved leilu oved kechobim ledobar acha. A goy had a tzaras. The itzi. And the nisrape. Rav Shimi bar Ashi osi toisvis oved leilu hu oved kechobim. Hiksha rabol chom. Amai lo yosa la rapa yisoyvet kechob, mai la to be me rapa agoi, ki nomrin perke im amidim gabi me yaledes u me niko, afilo beschar, ina lo to be me yaled, o to be meinik child, if ish me gadloi la vedes kechob, so we're not allowed to help them. Voi mari, de shemo kedei li ischakem berefu ishori kedei she yeda la rapa yisoyl ayyadekei. It's a very interesting thing that Einachanami to do it l'shem shamayim. That's also fakert. There's no inyan to be mar ba'iv de'avedus kechov be'boilo. But fakert, we're using them as a testing board to test. Fakert, we tried it by them and we saw that it works. Inami avid kechov lo yedaya shayaboki berefu azayis. Mishori Mishameva. He also knew this refuah, but someone else had to do it, and it would bring about a sin if we would not do it. Maybe a letter to Meinika, maybe it's not by a small child.
Because there we're bringing in a child that will be an Oved Aved Zora. Here we're just being Meineya Amachla.
Tilei Ba'alunki de Parsoi. A person who was hit by a spear of the Parsian. Now, the spears of the Parsian were coated with Samamovis. Now, if he was hit by that spear, so that means that Samamovis entered his goof. Michye loichoy. He won't live. There's no refuah for him. It's fafal. Adohochi vohochi, but what can we do? Nisfulei bisrosh meine. Let's take some fatty meat. That's agumri, that's roasted on coals. V'chamro chaya, and some wine that is not mozuk, that's not diluted at all. Efshe v'chaye pulte, he might live a little. U'mafkid abese, and he'll be mitzave, his b'nei bayis. So Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says. Ba'alunchi parsoi benuchli yeshal parsim shematzafen oisam v'mei samamovis. So they're coded with samamovis. The mifkid abesi tzavo al nechosot. Come back to this in 1 minute. Omar Ravidi Barovin. Now Ravidi Barovin said a similar thing. Haiman debola zibura. A person who swallowed a bee, a hornet, a wasp. Michye loichaye. Also, he won't live. Adahochi vochi nashke reviyaso dechalo shamzik. She give him to drink a very strong vinegar. Now, I have a tremendous problem over here. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's brought down that the Mefakchen HaSagal in Shabbos, if a wall fell over someone, And this person is in a very, he is a geisus, he's worse than a geisus, and he'll only live chayesha. That means more than that he won't live. So mechalo Shabbos on him. For chayesha and mechalo Shabbos. So first the Bir Aloche brings down, this is in Shin Chav Tesib Dalet, first the Bir Aloche brings down a Meiri, maybe in this hour that he'll be able to live, maybe he'll do tshuva, some amelech. Then the Bir Aloche says, it's not totally if he'll do tshuva, he won't do tshuva, it's afil acher shaita v'kotna, afil he's unconscious. The chaye show of a yid, you mechalo Shabbos and a chaye show. The melech, you mechalo Shabbos, that he should live another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes, for mechalo Shabbos for the chaye show of a yid. So by me is a pell over here. When the Gemara is clearing a shaila, this person was hit by a spear of the Izicha going to die. But they said this. There's something that we could make it live a little longer. So the Gemara gives, what will you accomplish with this? Be able to tell the tzavo what to do with his nechosim. Shema shemayim. We're machalo Shabbos and Achai Shavi. You have to give a reason why we should make sure she's able to live another 5 minutes. Another 5 minutes is 5 minutes of life. That's Chai Shavi. That's Doiche Kol HaTeire Kula. And that is the din of Atolos Nefoshes. So therefore, I don't understand the Gemara.